This is Journey Free Podcast, a sacred space with Unique Hershey, a multidimensional one who loves to meet life experiences and conversation. She inspires others to embrace their differences and encourages them to love themselves for the uniqueness that they are. Listen for candid conversations on lifestyle, spirituality, wellness, sexuality, and inspiration. All are welcome to converse, engage, and share. So come catch this vibe because it's a blessing. Hey Journeys. Okay, I am actually batch recording today and I wanted to come and go through my phone notes because I have so many topics. I don't know if y'all listened to the last episode, but I had to rush off because I had to go to work and guess what ended up happening? They sent me home, girl. So I'm off and I was like, let me go ahead and record another episode so that I can have some locked and loaded for the journey. See, when I'm not on here, I be thinking about y'all even when y'all think that I'm not thinking about y'all, because y'all be thinking of me. Shout out to everybody who been sending me DMs, giving me y'all feedback about the show, leaving ratings, leaving reviews. Y'all know y'all support is just like everything to me, and I couldn't be any more grateful for y'all showing up and showing out for your girl, especially y'all monthly supporters, those who give to the show on a consistent monthly basis. Y'all know that you can give as little as $1 a month to help sustain future episodes, and who knows, the more that y'all share this show, the more that y'all support this show, I can show up and show out in many places all around the world, coming to your city, your town. So tell a friend and tell a friend about Journey Free Podcast. If y'all know a kindred spirit who can relate to this, let them know. All right, y'all. So I have been a little late with a lot of these shows, but you know, I'm the type of girl who doesn't like to watch things or engage with things when it's hyped up. So I tend to let the hype die down so that I can thoroughly enjoy a show in peace without the whole bandwagon being on it, right? Something that I actually watched over the last week or so for the first time was Kindred. And Kindred was a really, really good show. I think we watched it either on Hulu or Xfinity. I can't remember. But I thoroughly enjoyed it to the point where Babe had it on and I walked in the room and it was so chaotic. I was like, what are you watching and why is it so chaotic? So I just proceeded to do my own little thing on my computer and it was just playing in the background. She was watching it. And next thing you know, I ended up watching it and we just let it autoplay until the season was out. And we was just like, where's the other one? So I'm definitely thinking about getting Kindred for our place so that we can put it on the bookshelf because I feel like that's a very good classic to have. So since watching it, I've changed my signature at work to a Octavia Butler quote and I wanted to share with you guys because it was so resonant with me and I was just like, oh my gosh, this is so good. This is not the job that sent me home, girl. It's a whole nother job. But let me open it so I can read it to y'all. Yeah, so last week I had a Eartha Kitt quote. The premise of it was there is no price that you can pay for being yourself. Like being yourself is worth whatever price that you pay. I really enjoyed that a lot and I love her teachings. I love her work. But in honor of Kindred, this week we have another one and I wanted to share it with you guys by Octavia Butler. So let me open up my email real quickly. I had to do this part over because my computer started running real hot, girl, and it was huffing and puffing. And I said, oh no, we are not about to have that in the background of my episode. But the quote that I have this week is, all that you touch, you change. All that you change, changes you. The only lasting truth is change. Octavia E. Butler. Beautiful, 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 beautiful. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. So good. So, so good. So, so good. For y'all who don't know, I went to Spelman College and we would read Octavia Butler at Spelman. And that was actually my first time ever hearing about her, learning about her. Let's be real. Where I come from, they do not speak about Black history to that degree, or like Black feminist theory, Black sociology, things like that. Spelman gave me my life. So homage to my alma mater. I didn't graduate, but it's my alma mater nonetheless, okay? Putting me on to Kindred and me ultimately watching the show. And for me, y'all, I don't really like to engage in a lot of shows about slavery and stuff like that because I can get really, really triggered. But I'm trying to manage my emotions better and be open to more of the storyline, character development, just seeing it from a sociological perspective as well. Also, like being able to have those moments of intimacy with my partner where we're sharing a show together. That's kind of like one of my love languages. I don't know. I like when me and my person can hop on a series and watch it together and finish it together. Like that means a lot to me. So yeah. So that's what I've been watching as of lately. I haven't really been reading like that, but I have been journaling my dreams and logging my dreams. I do need to catch up on some of my symbols from the last few nights, but I have wrote a little bit when I went to counseling the other day. I know on the last episode, I shared with you guys about me going to counseling, some of the things that I was processing and came up for me. So if y'all didn't listen to that one, definitely tap in. But I usually take notes during counseling as well. So that's how I was able to just so clearly communicate what it was that we discussed, because I just refer back to my notes, girl. Speaking of notes, I have this master list of podcast ideas with like, I don't know, it's probably like 30 podcasts in here that I could create. And I have been actively attempting to toggle on this list at least 2 times out of the month for the podcast. One topic that I had on here, which I feel like is a very good follow-up from last week's episode with me sharing with you guys that I'm transitioning to another environment in my life. The topic that I want to discuss with you guys is why I run away from home, quote unquote home, feeling out of place everywhere I go. Okay, if y'all have not read the book Everywhere You Go, There You Are, I do recommend that as like a backdrop for this podcast. It's a beautiful, beautiful text and I highly, highly recommend. All right, so I kind of want to unpack a little bit from childhood. This episode is definitely going to be something that is kind of geared towards shadow work and inner child healing, just to be able to give a clear understanding and unpack this in the most appropriate and fitting way. I feel like the reasoning behind why I run away from home and why I feel out of place everywhere I go definitely stems from how I grew up and my experiences that I had to encounter as a kid. And the first thing that came to mind for me was I have this runaway mentality because I was constantly feeling as a child that I had to find my dad. So for y'all who don't know, my dad has struggled with substance abuse issues pretty much all my life and even before I was born, which ultimately led to the dismantling of he and my mom's marriage, and they ultimately divorced. And I pretty much grew up in a single mom house environment, but my mom wasn't really single as it related to her romantic relationships. She was just single as it related to parenting. So let's be clear. And I felt like I had to find my dad because he was always MIA or always missing. And I'm speaking to that in a emotional availability aspect, but also into a physical aspect, as in like he would just go off and be gone, girl, and you couldn't get in contact with him. And that's still a reality today. My uncle would text me and be like, oh, we can't find your dad. And I'm just like, okay, that's literally the same old song. Would you like a tiny violin to go with that, shake? I yearn for my dad in so many ways because I was taught that family was this nuclear thing that they teach us about the American dream, dad, mom, two kids, white picket fence. And so when I didn't have that nuclear dynamic or that nuclear aspect within my life, it kind of made me feel like insecure and left out as well as unworthy. And I know that a lot of my unworthiness stems from not being able to grow up in a two-parent household and having to be raised by my mom, my sisters, my godparents, the church, the village pretty much raised me in his absence. But another thing along with that was due to the fact that my parents weren't together, my mom, she dated other people. And so with her dating other people, I really didn't get to experience sleeping in my mom's bed. And I know for a lot of adults and people listening to this, it's just like, girl, why would you want to sleep in your mom's bed? I don't know. It was just like always this thing that I wanted to do because my sister would let me sleep with her. When she lived with us during her high school days, I could sleep with my sister, but I would want to sleep with my mom because I had a hard time with asthma coming up. So my asthma would keep me up at night and I would have like really bad asthma attacks. I would be up on a breathing machine or hovered over the toilet, coughing up so much phlegm and mucus. And it also was bronchitis. So it was just really, really hard for me, hard on my chest, hard on my body. And I think that the emotional support that I would need in the night was for my dad to be there. So simultaneously, while I would go through asthma attacks, I would cry for my dad. And then my mom would make me go to sleep in my own bed because it was just like, I have a man. You can't sleep with me. I'm not going to have no kids sleeping in my bed. I know like you have to wean kids out of the bed at a certain age, but I do feel like I didn't get the emotional support that I needed in some very traumatizing moments of my childhood that made me feel like I was alone and by myself. And so as I grew up, kind of like into my adolescent years and teenage years, I would often find ways that I could just go and sleep over at other people's house because my bed didn't feel like a bed. It felt very, very lonely. My sister moved out, she got married, and I really didn't have anybody to like sleep with or sleep with me. So I would always ask, could I go over my cousin Kiki's house, who lived across the street, or my friend Christian at the time, she lived really, really close by up the street, and I would ask, could I spend the night over there? And it was very, very comforting for me to have like someone else in the bed because I always like had that yearning to be able to sleep with my mom. But because my mom was generally actively dating somebody, she didn't allow me to sleep in the bed with her. And that is one of the things that I feel like caused me to be a person who like ran away from home and like felt out of place as to the environment in which I lived in. On the other hand, people always live with us, like no matter what. My mama was opening her doors so for people to stay with us and live at our house, complete strangers, her friends' kids, whoever she was dating, their kids. People was just always in and out of our house. She opened her door to, I'm exaggerating, but any and everybody, let's be real. Even though like it was really nice of her to be hospitable in that way, people often would take advantage, just kind of in an attempt to overturn like what me and my mom had set up and established. They would cause confusion and ruckus and be disrespectful and rude and things like that. And it's just like, my mom's doing y'all a favor. And so it kind of pushed me off from being home. So a lot of times that was why I would leave and go sleep over at a friend's house or go to my cousin Kiki's, because I don't know, I just felt safer there. And it was really, really hard for me to swallow the pill of my mom being taken advantage of. Like, I did not like when people would just come and do what they wanted to do, feel like they could overturn the household and feel like they can be mean, nasty, and rude and verbally abusive and just talk to her any kind of way. To me, she accepted that to a certain extent because they would still get to stay there and she wouldn't put them out. And so that was like really, really hard for me to witness. And a lot of times I would just leave and go over my sisters because I just did not like sitting there and seeing my mom being taken advantage of. In those times, I really didn't know how to navigate conflict in a way or to handle conflict in those ways outside of like arguing or just completely shutting down or shutting out. And so I grew up with a lot of fussing, a lot of fighting. And so to be able to escape from that, I would just go and be at other people's house. Due to the fact that like I would always like sleep over with friends, be with my friends and things like that, I started to establish connections in the form of cliques, I guess. Like I always was in a clique. I always had like a girl group. If y'all can think of Mean Girls and how they like all walk together, dress the same, look the same, that's pretty much what I was used to, because it was just like I wanted this sense of belonging because I didn't have a sense of belonging at home. I didn't have a space at home. I didn't have a place at home. No matter what, I felt like pushed out or pushed away to a certain extent. And the only place that I was able to get acceptance was in my extracurriculars outside of school and being in school. And so I would be in cliques with girls, and I pretty much was in the same clique from middle school all throughout. And then when I went to a different high school than my original clique, I established a new one. And then my old clique, I would see them outside of school, and then I was with my school clique in high school. And so there was never really a point where I got to experience like being solo dolo in school until the 11th grade. One of my friends and I got into a car accident, and there was this whole mix up about it where my mom ended up getting a lawyer because I got hurt in a car. And so all of my friends like exiled me from out the group because it was like, I'm not loyal, I'm not a good friend. And so they all kicked me out. So I pretty much spent my junior year of high school by myself and my whole senior year of high school by myself, which was so daunting and scary for me because I always had the crutch of being in a girl group and just blending in. And the fact that I didn't have my girl group as that comfort to just hide in between like their personalities, their ways, it heightened how different and unique that I was. And I ended up becoming, from my perspective, a weirdo because I didn't fit into any group. I was just off and by myself. And I know that a lot of people felt sorry for me because they witnessed me and one of my good friends no longer be friends anymore. And we would do everything together and we would always be together. And I would get like a lot of sympathy from other people in their groups, but I didn't like that. Like, if you wouldn't talk to me, like I talked to everybody to a certain extent. Like I was definitely like a floater, but I did have my set group, so people knew me, people resonated with me and connected with me. But I felt like at that time I was just getting like sympathy treatment, which I really didn't like, and it just made it even worse to have to go through high school without friends. Being with them, we would party a lot, and I would be around people who probably wasn't the best influence for me. So my mom would stay on me about wanting to go to parties and being at parties because there would be shootouts and just craziness happening. And we would often go to kickbacks at like college boys' apartments and stuff, and things would happen there that weren't favorable. I really had a hard time really just trying to find my place and find my way as it related to being accepted and having people to really with me, because like after the falling out, it was just like everybody pushed me to the side and I was like solo and just completely by myself. I wanted to get far away from Richmond as I could. Like, how far can I go that is not easily acceptable to my mom and my family, but just close enough so that they could still get to me if there was like an emergency? So I chose to graduate from high school and I moved so far away, going to Atlanta, because I was like, I do not want to be close to y'all, okay? me doing that cost me thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars, because I did have scholarships to go to a state school. I had so many state grants, but I was just like, how far can I get away from Richmond? How far can I go to get out of my mother's reach and me not having a friend group here anymore? How far can I go? So I went to Atlanta, which is a 2-hour plane ride, but an 8-hour drive if you're doing a speed limit. And I tried to find my way there because honestly, I felt just so outcasted and just like this outlier of a person. And so it was just like me feeling that distance between my mom and my family and not having any friends. I created physical distance to compensate for that. That was another way in which I ran away from home and didn't want to look back. Ultimately, things didn't go to plan in Atlanta. I'm not gonna really dive into that story today per se, but if y'all want to hear about some of my experiences of how it didn't really work out for me and how I ultimately had to run back home, the place that I wanted to run away from, and end up being here for 5 years, which was like the bane of my 20s. I was so embarrassed. So fucking embarrassed. Like, who wants to live at home in their 20s, right? I was so freaking embarrassed, even though it was beneficial for me to like save a lot of money, get out of a lot of debt, be able to keep my expenses low so I can have other experiences like traveling the world and just having pleasures of leisure and not having to work a 9-to-5 if I didn't want to because my expenses were low and things like that. I definitely know that it was a healing period for me. I know that it was a time for me to really just fill my cup back up, fill myself back up and everything like that. But honestly, y'all, it was embarrassing. It was so embarrassing. I always tried to find more ways to run away from home, and I found resistance in that. Like, I wanted to move overseas and there was resistance there. I said, well, I'll move overseas by myself, and then there was resistance there, and somehow I just ended right back up in this house. So I had to figure out, like, how is it that I can get myself out of this cycle of wanting to run away from home and then ultimately having to be pushed back here? How is it that I can create security and stability for myself so that I don't have to ever return back home once I leave and be able to really live my life out as a societally expected adult or grown up in a sense? And so that's what I created for myself, and I am finally in a position where I can go, which is really, really good. But I did run from here many a times, and I just feel like I had to overcome that cycle in my life, move past this phase, and I'm just so happy to finally be on the other side. I have come to so much growth, so much revelations about who it is that I am, how it is that I move, my identity, really healing some horrible, horrible family trauma and family hurt and family pain through being here, but also being able to learn things like boundaries and not feeling like I always gotta jump at the beck and call of my family whenever they are in distress or need something, and practicing saying no, because now I'm in a position where I have to make a way for myself, and I'm not gonna always have the resources or the finances to pour out into my family in ways in which I have done in the past. And so that's pretty much where I'm leaving off, and that's pretty much what I'm settling into, which is unsettling to say the least. So if y'all got any advice for me on how to let your family go, how to let your town go, how to let your childhood home go, of course always have having an appreciation, always honoring where it is that you come from, but being able to release and step into like a new place, a new environment, and a new phase. Thank God I have been able to hop into a new cycle and get out of this old repeating one that has been circling and surrounding and haunting me for the last 5 years. Okay. Well, yeah, guys, thank y'all so much for listening to me open up to y'all about my runner track star mentality, how I'm always trying to run away from home and feeling out of place everywhere I go, no matter what. If y'all can resonate with this, send us a message at Journey Free Podcast. Our DMs are always open, so don't be hesitant to reach out to us, share your thoughts, your feelings, your opinions. We are open to hearing them. We're open to your ratings, your reviews. Just click 5 stars on this episode if you found resonance. Tell a friend to tell a friend about Journey Free Podcast. If y'all enjoy listening to me and the topics that we discuss, if you feel like they are helping you in your life, help your friends, help your family, help your homegirls, help your homies, your writers, to be able to be blessed as well, okay? Because the more y'all share this episode with other people all around the world, the more they will push this show in the algorithm so that it can spread across multiple audiences, because we girls of the world. And it's time for live shows, baby. And if you want us to come to your city, your town, then you gotta share the show, okay? Well, I'm wishing y'all a happy, healthy, safe, and vibrant week ahead. I pray that y'all are living in your fruitfulness, your vitality, and your abundance. You have now been tuned in to Journey Free Podcast, where life experiences meet conversation. I am your host, Unique Terche, and I have blessed y'all with another episode. Thank you for listening, and until next time, y'all be blessed and stay blessed.